Just Frankenbite the in your face part, or on your face.
What?
Franken what?
I don't understand.
You've never heard of Frankenbiting?
Frankenbody?
Biting. Oh,
No.
Frankenberry?
Frankenbite. In reality TV, it's what they do. They take single words, or usually, hopefully, more than single words, and splice them together.
No, Mr. Simpson, Mr. Simpson, no. Yeah, I get it.
That's the best part of all.
What are you doing to me, Mr. Simpson?
In all those four movies, he does not get hit once. He doesn't get any sort of, a villain does not make any inroads.
In which one?
All those four Steven Seagal.
Yeah, totally.
Of course the villain doesn't make any... He's the only action
We're doing
star.
So big now. Should we gonna need to move this thing?
Yeah, I'm going to move.
Okay. It's an action star. It's Steven Seagal, man.
Why don't you just trust that I know what I'm doing here?
I could.
Or you could,
I don't do trust very well. We were talked about this, remember?
Not after Whitney. Gosh dang, what's her name?
Because I thought you were talking about, Winnie from the Wonder Years.
Winnie was the chicken.
And Winnie from the Wonder Years would bring us to Kevin's dad, which would bring us to the commissioner of Central City, which would bring us to the spirit. Welcome to the Feudal Podcast, listeners. If you'd like to check us out, you can go to graniteseed.com/feudalpodcast and download the MP3s. Or search on iTunes, Feudal Podcast, subscribe. We have people in Germany and people in England, people in New York. This guy in New York is writing... like reviews about us every week at this point. It's a big deal.
There's another one?
Yeah. There was a second one.
No shit. About what? About did he quote me again?
No, this one was about Mutually Assured Destruction podcast that we did. I am so clever. I was proud of myself for that one, I have to admit.
Yeah, you're really cool.
I know. Okay, so we just got back from watching the Spirit. Frank Miller wrote and directed this based on the Will Eisner comic strip. I suppose, because it was old enough to be a comic strip, right? Mm-hmm. What do you want to say, Z-Man? What are you going to do? What are you going to make
You're relying on me for this?
I could rely on Mark. I could rely on our good friend Luke, who's here. Say hi to the people on the internet, Luke.
Hello, all my fans. Thousands of them.
Do you want to introduce your...
Your significant other?
Yeah, it's my woman.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Let her talk a little bit, you know?
Sure, I think we will.
A few sentences.
If I can haul my barefoot pregnant butt out of the kitchen?
That's definitely, yes.
Well, you need to cut the chain first.
So, Frank Miller had never directed anything before. Kind of like...
Well, he co-directed Sin City.
But not really. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no.
So, Robert Rodriguez. Here's my take on this film.
Rodriguez left the guild for him.
If you take House of Games... Mm-hmm. The 1989 Tim Burton Batman, and...
Did Danny Elfman do the music?
No. Newman. Your buddy Newman did it.
Thomas Newman?
David Newman, I think.
David Newman.
It was one of the Newmans.
One of the Newmans. Oh. And Rocky the Bullwinkle, the cartoon, or the live action, whatever you want. You combine the three of those things, and you've pretty much got the spirit. The essence of the spirit, if you will.
No.
Yes. That's what I give to you.
I think it's more like just an acid trip combined with shrooms.
Was it slow enough to be like shrooms?
So you know what they're like.
When did you do shrooms?
I do.
I don't know. I just know the pharmacology.
Mm-hmm. Pre-med.
Pre-med, come on. What are you going to do?
It's the pre-med thing.
Can't help the fact that I have a biology degree.
Well, why don't you just put it up to honorary degree?
Yeah, seriously. I think
I might. It's not honorary, it's actual. But,
well,
it'd
be honorary.
Maybe I'll get an honorary doctorate in film if I do enough of these, right?
I think you should.
I'll get a degree from some, like,
I hope they take away the degree you already have.
They very well might. They probably should.
They're monitoring everything they're doing here.
They are all over the place. Okay. So, not like Batman from
Batman Forever, kind of. And Batman and Robin a little bit.
Like Batman,
but way worse.
It was probably worse.
Less color.
Well, because even with Batman and Robin, it was somewhat entertaining. It was because it was so bad. But this
they
movie
were purposely
was just,
campy.
Absolutely, this movie was just.
You didn't think
strange.
It was purposeful.
This no, I think
and
Frank
it's cartoon.
Miller thought
it's cartoon.
Was being awesome.
Cartoonness, and it's like the first fight scene when there's like pratfall sounds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not awesome.
But
that's
it
cartoony.
Totally
that
inconsistent.
No, but
yeah, there was definite
awesome.
Tonal inconsistency.
Absolutely. Huge tonal inconsistency.
And there was acting problems. That's why I give it the House of Games thing. It had kind of that whole like
acting problems are
acting
direction problems.
I know,
especially when you have established actors.
I started with the very first scene with the woman. Being
the longest
attacked.
Opening credit sequence ever.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That was pretty.
Haven't you seen The Fugitive?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Nazi connection. So.
The
indeed.
Nazi connection was fantastic.
I don't know. Is that from this? I don't. I'll admit
I've,
right
I've
now.
Never
I'm
read,
ignorant of the strip. So
I've
maybe
never read
he's
the strip.
Doing everything with sheer like loyal faithfulness to
not.
Bizarro.
I guarantee
Nazi
you he's not.
Thing.
There's no way he is. I've read other Will Eisner stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to speak for the spirit, but it's. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
You
so
talking to the microphone?
I am.
No, you're not.
When you're busy over there looking.
You're not eating anything, right? So we don't get the chewing.
Yeah,
sounds.
I know that one time I'm eating a donut and that guy decides to call.
And he commented on it.
Commented on it. Yeah.
Being professional.
And it was over
pretty,
the top
really.
Too.
They right? won't like that. You know?
Of all the things we review, it's not like when we reviewed "There Will Be Blood" and had like a rousing debate. It was when Mark and I talk about over the top
right.
and being underwhelmed by Robert Loggia,
mm-hmm.
which is tough to do.
He's done better.
It's Robert Loggia. We mentioned all that stuff.
In
that
we did. It's in the past.
So you felt
remember,
like
remember the orange juice commercial with Robert Loggia?
I do remember that now.
Who doesn't remember that?
I didn't.
And for some reason, the 8-year-old kid knows that he's Robert Loggia.
Yeah, hey, you're Robert Loggia.
He goes, hey kid, drink your orange juice, and he's like, Robert Loggia.
That actually exists, huh?
It does. It's real. It's a real commercial. Yeah. And he's like, you got to get this so you get your vitamins or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. And so he drinks it, and the kid's like, the mom's like, thanks, Robert.
And I know you from such films as
Jagged
Edge.
Right.
Armed
because
dangerous.
Back in the day, those spots were a bad thing for successful actors to do.
Hot
and there wasn't as much money.
It was Robert Loggia. He wasn't a successful actor.
But I'm saying it was bad. It was bad. If you were like an A-list star, you would never become a commercial.
Unless it was Japanese.
Exactly, which is how it is now. So all the sort of washed up people.
Yeah, but now
spots.
It's okay to do voices.
It's always been okay to do voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Clooney's the voice of Budweiser, right?
Sam
right.
Beef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything else.
But
course.
Being associated with TV in any way, up until maybe the 90s, it was the mark of Cain. Yeah.
Well,
then Alec Baldwin came in.
Yeah.
On 30 Rock and blew
it
no,
changed
it
all.
You know what it was? It was Friends, because so many A-list actors guest starred on that, and it was huge earth-shattering.
Let me see. You had Elliot Gould, and you had Tom Selleck, and that was it, right?
Brad Pitt.
You had Paul Rudd before he was really all that big.
With the
Jennifer
Simpsons,
Aniston.
Do you have likenesses, so does it really count as a voice? Because right off the bat, second year, they had definitely a long...
Well, that became a thing. It was like hip to be on The Simpsons and do a voice real quick.
But that was also... That didn't really reach... When did the show start?
89.
So almost the 90s.
Exactly. I would only... And it was always a really hip thing to do. It actually kind of helped your image.
Right. To do The Simpsons?
It's like Tim and Eric now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to be on
Tim and
Eric.
Ray Wise.
Like, what is
that
show?
Is that like Tim Hortons?
No, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job.
I don't watch TV.
I don't know it either.
Are you saying you're better than me?
I think
I'm saying I don't want to pay for TV.
There's free TV.
I don't give a shit.
Speaking of Frank Miller, does anyone here dislike 300 like I do?
I do.
I like
it's an incredibly homoerotic.
I just don't.
Strange.
So,
well, of course, it's homoerotic.
It's one note, and I got kind of bored with it.
It's a horrible film. It really is.
How could you get away from the homoerotic?
You don't like the white guys one?
No, I have white guilt, so of course I'm not gonna like that.
That said, I did like
the year one
Batman comics, and
I did like
Dark Knight Returns.
I like
Frank
Miller.
Those were the comic books. Mm-hmm. I never read any of the Daredevil stuff he did.
I think the comic medium is so different than film, so it's not. I mean, there's no one would argue that he's a great comic book writer. So
with the exposition, like in this movie, and I even laughed a little at the beginning with all the exposition where he's doing that this city is mine, and he kind of stops. He's like, I don't have time for this. But I think he was talking about he didn't have time to like stop the woman from getting raped. I thought he meant I didn't have
time to
keep talking about it. And that's what I laughed about.
But then it just kept going.
No,
I didn't like
it.
And
then he kept going. I'm like, wait, I thought you didn't
I didn't
have
like that they broke
the fourth wall
a few times, multiple times.
At you. First, you thought he was talking to the cat.
Yeah, right.
It's rare that actually.
Bad
works.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's bad enough, yeah.
And what's a movie that's
the only time it ever works was in Cuffs, I think.
That's true.
It worked in Cuffs. through and through. It worked on Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, of course it worked.
With the timeout.
Saved by the Bell. And in Dungeons and Dragons, the key scene.
Oh, absolutely.
Where the gnome or the dwarf.
The dwarf rolls his eyes, shakes his head, and says, "Here we go again," or something like
Here
that.
Here we go again.
Actually, that worked at the end of a Ghost Smokey of Mars.
Smokey and the Bandit, Burt Reynolds, way looks at the camera. Yeah.
That's right.
Does he do that every time he's exasperated?
Right.
He's banging.
Every time he's exasperated, does he look at the camera?
Fives
and dimes. He just does it that once, yeah. They got fives and dimes rolling and trucking. Go to choke and puke.
You guys watch a lot of redneck stuff, don't you?
We just watched that one movie.
No, then you watch over the. You watch anything that has to do with, like, trucks and cars.
arm and truck.
It's truck driving, arm breaking, and arm wrestling. That's right. What that guy's good at. It was the title.
I saw the trailer for Over the Top. You know, you remember, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
We did
a review
about Over the Top.
Wow. We've recently seen it. I don't like to brag, but I'm a bit of an Over the Top scholar. What do you want to talk about?
We're talking about the trailer.
The trailer? Do you want to talk about how the child in that was actually the voice of Witwicky, the younger kid in Transformers motion picture?
I'm blown away.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Daniel Witwicky.
Oh, I had this movie pitched to me by a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And since I have no inside route to Hollywood at all, I thought I would share it with you. He said, how about this?
And the internet.
Macaulay Culkin, Kevin McAllister,
mm-hmm.
is his age now, right?
Yeah.
It's the year 2008. And he became a Navy SEAL after the first two of them.
That makes sense.
Right? Yeah. So he comes back, and the Wet Bandits have gotten out of prison, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have been raped and stuff so many times that they are just completely... They're completely...
World-weary, that's the term.
They're not world-weary, they're psychopaths.
Okay.
And they hire a whole bunch of mercenaries with some stolen loot, you know? Mm-hmm. They steal some loot, and then they use it to hire mercenaries, just so they can kill Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
So he said...
Wait, is the stealing of the loot by recently... Can that be generated as some kind of anime or comic book prequel series that we could use to market the picture?
Can Christopher Walken be one of the mercenaries?
Christopher Walken plays Joe Pesci's father in it, I think.
That might be a little bit too obvious, though.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say there could be a great porn prequel to the Prison Years of Ass Raping.
Prison Years,
right? And then you juxtapose that.
Juxtapose.
With,
I like this.
With McAllister
getting him growing up,
sweet
also.
Navy SEAL poon. Also,
you want a water? Do you want a water? Were the hipsters like this?
I don't understand what you're asking.
I'm doing that Bob Odenkirk thing.
Oh, okay.
From the pitch.
All right. So. Anyway, the rest of the movie is just a die-hard action film where Kevin McAllister, like, slits throats and mm-hmm. breaks necks and crushes heads.
Yeah.
And there's tits and stuff in it.
Where would that? How would that work into the story, though?
In what story?
Do you need a reason for tits?
A story? What is this?
Well, I mean, like...
The tits?
Like, does...
Oh, but we can pay it off so well with... Remember
they're
face slapping and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
McAllister and not Stern, but one of their mercenaries are fighting,
mm-hmm.
and he pushes Kevin McAllister through a wall, and they're in a strip club.
Oh,
there you
okay,
go.
Got
it's
it.
That easy.
Got it.
And then
some token full frontal.
It's just some completely full frontal. In fact, one of the women, her vagina completely envelops his head.
With Kevin?
And she's like, get that out of here.
Yeah.
CGI is amazing.
Yeah, totally. No, not CGI. We'll get someone who's good at it. And
hire a pro, Mark. Come on. This is real deal. This is an amateur hour.
And it ends with him... finding some way to brutally murder. Well, it's not murder, it's in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Stern and Pesci.
Yeah.
Pesci wants work, right?
I'm sure he does.
What is Daniel Stern doing?
He's one of the most
There's
in-demand actors
be
around.
Like,
what are you talking
about? A Wonder Years reunion.
He's not doing the voice of the Wonder Years reunion, because as we all know, the dad from the Wonder Years is busy being the commissioner of Central City.
You keep trying to get back to the spirit, dude, but nobody wants to hear
spirit
about
gum?
It or talk about
spirit
it.
Spirit gum?
It was... I was disappointed. I guess that's always
disappointing.
It was
impressive.
It was a broad expectations going in.
I didn't have high expectations. I expected it to be kind of what it was, but then it was just worse than that. I thought it would be
no
fun.
No, Carla Gugino.
Oh, I know. Seriously, are you you're like me? She was the one that was hot in Sin City, right?
She was. Well, I've never been a Jessica Alba fan.
I've argued with people who there was other nudity. There was Jamie King, of course, who plays the completely pointless death character in this, and. It just didn't. It
but
didn't
who
work.
Who argued that Carla was not the hot girl?
Well, I guess like Blaine and Ryan and stuff.
Girl?
Carla Gugino.
Yeah. Which one was she?
She's the
parole officer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
She's a lesbian too. Mm-hmm. In the story.
That doesn't really do anything.
Oh, that's right. Well, she was a lesbian in other stories too.
Yeah. Maybe she's just.
I think she got raped by a couple of lesbians in a movie. So It's kind of warped through fragile little mind.
You can talk into the mic and keep...
Well, I like talking to you.
This sounds... This is way too... You don't want to put this misogynistic stuff in here, dude.
It's this full force, full frontal, all the time.
Magnum force.
Magnum force.
That's right.
Magnum force and full frontal misogyny.
Can you do the theme to Magnum force again?
Oh, gosh. I'm... No, it's...
You like to engage in self-censorship, Ian?
I wrote
it. I expect that none of this would be cut out.
It's one of those. It's one of those my will things, and mm-hmm. I'll do something to illustrate that I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
I was when I was working on that movie a few years ago. It was up here. That was just a disaster.
Oh, Humble Town.
At the end of the day, at the Eureka Inn, when I'm one of the last people left, and I'm sort of trying to just say something, just saying something about how somebody's bitching about something. The location manager says, "You're so diplomatic, Ian." And I look right back at her. And then, you know, the David Newman music plays in the background.
And he said, "You're a bitch."
And I said, "That's because I don't have to be." And then I swoosh away, and only my tie was in color.
What a payoff for that story.
It was great.
speaking of that movie, I heard the movie's actually pretty good.
Oh, Humboldt County? Yeah. Who'd you hear that from?
From the directors. No, it got decent reviews.
Did it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the print we saw had, like, boom mic in it, so I think it was projection problems.
Might have been, yeah.
Did you guys see a cut of it?
No, we saw the final cut. It was what they presented. It was what they worthy of them showing to.
They brought it up here for this Humboldt Festival.
How was it?
And it played like
we
a month.
We reviewed it on the podcast.
Oh yeah, so you keep saying that like he should have listened.
You know, I haven't listened to every.
All you have to do is subscribe, and then it's just another number for me. It's a numbers game, you know.
Yeah.
Ian's only interested in his own personal game. So personal game. Do whatever you can.
What's the end result to be?
I don't know.
The biggest podcast in the world.
This is just fun. I'm just having fun.
Because then he'll have a huge hoard of internet money to spend.
And it's a lot of girls that put out.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'm just doing the podcast to meet women.
What would you spend money on?
The internet money.
Yes.
I would get cartoons, and then I would get a comfortable chair, and I would get like a really big TV and a really nice sound system.
You gotta be less hetero, dude.
I'm working on it.
Have you ever actually heard someone use that term seriously?
What?
Yes.
So hetero?
Oh.
Not as a joke, though.
No, I have. Do you want to focus?
Okay.
Do we even know what men are supposed to be anymore? I mean, really?
Well, here's what I read in details. Okay. There's a new trend, which is men are supposed to be dicks again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, they really
someone
are.
Someone should clue that's the new women into the fact that that's what we want.
You know what?
I didn't know that.
Well, I think the male ahead of the curve on this for detail is the progenitor of this whole.
You know. Every single sort of pickup artist thing basically sells that exact same.
Yeah, women like
idea.
It.
Well, that and goggles too. Inexplicably wearing goggles.
Yes,
which would be awesome if there were like
exactly. Yeah, why? Yeah,
very
you've
thin
been
scarves.
Wearing strange things. Yeah.
Did you see the picture where I the picture I stole from your thing where I photoshopped hair?
Yeah, I did. I commented on it.
Did you? Nice.
Did you see?
I didn't Photoshop. I made it in paint. I made hair for myself.
I know. Sweet and your sister commented that it looked like her hair, and then I commented that I was gonna lose the deal with Coca-Cola for the Times Square billboard.
Yeah. Because I added hair.
Uh-huh, that's right.
I think I'm going to change it like once a week and give myself
that's
different
That's self-censorship right there.
Any hairdo would be great.
Censorship is bad.
Indeed.
Is that hetero-censorship?
Oh.
Any and all.
Okay, I'll quickly do a block.
We're
going
to finish the details thing. Yeah. They're supposed to be dicks.
That's it. I didn't read
spectrum of dickery.
I read it on the cover, and then I went to look for all the
I think someone got
free
confused between the
ads.
Whole women like dicks with women like men who are dicks.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe there's assertiveness versus aggressiveness versus...
No, it was like the sensitive type is out. What's coming back in? Is a dude who like, and they do this thing where they show this
the
list,
terse
like,
Steve McQueen
like
dialogue.
What's out and what's in, like Cosmo does and stuff, and out was like romantic, you know, dinner alone, and in was like taking your best friend on a date with your wife, stuff like that, like all three of you going out to, you know, and like they were all stuff like that, like don't open her door anymore, you know, like stuff like that. There's no more, you know, chivalry doesn't count now. You women wanted to break the glass ceiling, well you got it.
What's the average type of guy that reads details?
Gay guys. It's gay guys. It comes free to Kmart. Some kid.
Yeah, sure.
This is the most brilliant thing. This dumb kid who's working at Kmart. He. That describes a lot of kids.
Well, let's hear a name. How about a name?
His name was Charlie something. I don't remember his last name.
Yeah.
Charlie something. Charlie Q something.
Yeah.
And he. Somebody came in the store and mentioned that they were selling magazine subscriptions. And he was like, oh, I want some magazines. They're like, all right, fill this thing out. This is awesome. This is, you know, good money for me. They're like, just put your address here. And so he just wrote the address of Kmart. And so for like 3 years now, all these magazines are just sent to the front desk of Kmart. And this, the kid like moves to Arkansas or something. He's not around anymore. Yeah. But like, I don't know, like Kmart's not paying for it. And the companies keep sending these magazines there. Like, they're losing money.
They ding his credit.
They probably did ding his credit.
They ding his credit.
He's never going to be able to buy a Ford Focus.
No house. No trailer. I don't know.
At least that is a happy ending.
Details is mostly for gay people.
That's what I would assume, man.
Yeah. Can't say I've ever seen one.
Never seen a Details? They're the one with Tom Cruise on the cover.
Oh.
Every
Anderson Cooper.
Not one of my favorites.
Anderson Cooper was on it, yeah. Shia LaBeouf was on it.
Yeah.
Other people.
John Travolta. Hugh Jackman.
Okay. Hugh Jackman was. All right, here's the plot of The Spirit. I'll do this really quick to get out of the way. So this guy fights Samuel L. Jackson.
Octopus.
Right. And he like knocks
him. He's got eight of everything.
He knocks him into some mud, and then there's like 17 flashbacks. Some of them involving Eva Mendes and a girl who looks vaguely like her, who looked like when she was 11, wore like massively midriff bearing.
Sepia tone was also big then.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
In the 50s, right. And now it's
Batman,
still the 50s.
It's like Batman the Animated Series verse, where it's like there's the cars and the set design looks that way,
like,
but there's also sort of modern stuff.
Every time there's some sort of like slight action scene where he punches some shadows, like his shadow punches some other people's shadows on like walls. And then it cuts to 17 or 18 minutes where the dad from the real world argues with somebody angrily. And then they explain
Kevin's the dad from the Wonder Years.
What did I say?
From the real world.
I don't know. I've got that on my head. That's probably all the details.
I was thinking of like the dad from Chappelle's Show.
From the real
world.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of too.
And he gets shanked.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, have you seen pictures of Mr. Belding partying with hot girls on the Scandal? Yeah. What? Likes to party with young girls at Las Vegas nightclubs.
Mr. Belding, really?
Yeah, he's like...
If they're old enough to get into a nightclub...
I know, I think it's just funny, you know?
That's students, not a guarantee.
One more student.
just in case it matters someday. Right,
well, one more student.
They showed a few Benjamins and they got in.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Mr. Belding was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes, he was.
Oh, of course. He's back in the game.
It was a big, big return.
The prowl.
I wonder if
he's just proud of him that he hasn't killed himself.
Rolling around.
I wonder if he ever got any Saved by the Bell tail.
Well, speaking of that, you made me think. Remember that time we tried to go to an 8th grade dance?
We were trolling. We were trolling. Yeah.
When did you try to go to an 8th grade dance?
We were in LA a long time ago. And
so basically, you guys were at least 20.
Probably.
19.
Yeah. And we were hanging out, and there was like an 8th grade dance nearby, and we decided we were going to go around and troll for prime real estate. I'm trying to think of a kind way to put it.
So, when you always tell me that I look like I'm 12, you're being serious, aren't you?
Oh, yes. No, it was more of a joke, you know?
It was really funny. Something of a joke. No, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did the 12 and 13-year-olds think it was funny?
Oh, we never did it. We said it to disturb the people we were with, I think.
Yeah. It's one of those talky things. They talk about all their hopes and dreams.
But we never do act in our hopes and dreams.
We were arrested.
You're arrested on the way in.
Yeah. I don't know. These days you can get arrested without actually having to do anything.
You wear a turban outside.
Shit, if you're a kid and you like take a toy gun to school, I mean, that's enough to
Absolutely. I think kids should be able to bring toy guns to school, you know?
Fish sticks.
Toy
or the FBI can say that you have a huge stockpile of child pornography on your computer, and then they can take you away.
That's a shame.
It should be a great prank to pull on someone.
It's a shame. That would be a great prank.
Steven. Yeah,
oh, man. Steven's got one coming.
He cuts off his ties from you guys. Yeah. He didn't cull you from his Facebook. Maybe
No. He loves me still.
Oh, okay.
He just isn't allowed to talk to me.
I understand.
And so then the spirit... I read a review where the guy called him Gabriel Who Mocked. Like, that was his nickname. He's like, it's starring Gabriel Who Mocked. And then there's a bunch of flashbacks, and then at the end, there's like Golden Fleece and stuff. And they mix in...
Heracles.
They mix in Greek
Which
stuff.
Is Greeks.
With, yeah, there's a whole bunch of Greek stuff with Zeus. Like the film noir stuff.
Yeah.
And the like slapstick comedy pratfall stuff.
Yeah, little Three Stooges thrown in there.
Very tonally inconsistent, as you.
And then
some sci-fi.
Yeah, some sci-fi.
Don't forget that.
It kind of reminds me of a movie I saw called Mutant Chronicles. It's a new movie coming out, but it's basically just a completely fabricated world shot against a green screen.
See Repo? The genetic opera?
I've seen that, yeah.
Was it good? I want to see that.
It got decent reviews, actually.
A couple months ago.
When?
I played in Hollywood.
Oh.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Did you see it at the...
Sunset 5, whatever it's called?
Oh, the Sunset 5.
It sucks.
Not to be confused with the Chicago 6, right?
Seven.
Abby Hoffman, baby.
That's right. I forgot about Abby again.
You always forget about
it. Castro 3.
Such a
he taught me so much.
Yeah.
What movie was it we were watching where the VW bus ate it?
It was Magnum Force
was
today.
Was it Magnum Force? Yes.
Yeah, it was Magnum Force today. Which was awesome. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I just got it. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Speaking of Magnum, you've heard that in India there's a problem. The condoms are too big for men in India. So they require...
This is true.
They require a smaller size and condom, which also leads to this. I think there's some sort of... might explain the conflict between India and Pakistan.
Because Pakistan is able to fit the regular size condoms?
Absolutely. That's it. It's always simple things like Occam's razor.
That's not...
Have you ever seen the barcode on a condom?
Have I
not? I guess you haven't ever had to pull it back that far. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I heard that in seventh grade.
Oh, that's good. They got little radio trackers on each one of those nowadays, probably.
Yeah, to make sure you're not banging an infant. Ian, what was your favorite part of the spirit? Let's go around the table.
It might have been when Kevin's dad came in and he just said, "You look like hell!"
To his daughter?
To his daughter.
Luke, favorite part? The spirit.
Oh, wait, there was a better favorite part, I forgot.
You lose, man.
I could say that the obvious answer would be anything showing Eva Mendes,
her considerable acting talent.
Absolutely, but, it's just so, the movie's so bad that I couldn't pick one part. It's pretty much equally horrible.
Okay.
I think my favorite part was the extreme talent that it takes to do something so bad, yet so innovatively bad at every turn, because it didn't just take one note and stay bad in the same way. It was really innovative and coming up with constantly, refreshingly new bad ideas that were bad in just so many different
ways. It's a trailblazer.
Yeah.
This will be looked back upon as the moment where everyone realized that Frank Miller had sucked for a long time.
Yeah.
Let's go dig up Will Eisner's grave.
I know.
Teach him a lesson.
Piss in it.
Yeah.
That's what you get, Will Eisner.
Well, as mentioned, we can't forget that Frank Miller was involved. I say, 300 is a horrible movie, but there's also RoboCop 3. And
he wrote
which
two
killed
also.
That dude's career, the guy that directed Monster Squad, which was a kick-ass movie. I don't give a fuck what anybody said.
And that Rob Cohen and Shane Black were involved with Monster Squad as well, which I just bought my dad for Christmas.
Your dad?
About Monster Squad from
Black Eyes Bill likes Monster Squad, huh?
Well, he doesn't, but he will now.
Okay, nice.
I buy him movies that I want him to watch.
Because
not what I think he likes.
God damn.
Does he ever actually seem genuinely happy that you got him one of these movies he's never seen before?
Not really, but I don't know. Maybe. There's
what does he say? What's his expression when he opens it?
Oh,
well, I give the spirit a C.
You give a spirit a C? I give it a... After a while, I started to like how bad it was, so I'll give it a C.
That's ridiculous.
I would have voted for the man, so I'll give it a C.
Flaming F.
F.
F-minus.
Yeah.
F-minus.
If there was something lower than an F, I would give it that.
There's G.
That's too good.
Do you give it a Z?
Not even a pity D for Eva Mendes? I mean, Jesus.
Because that's just shameless. I mean, you can't save a horrible movie.
You saw what was probably
a paycheck.
There wasn't
what
enough
the
nudity
I can go on the internet to
really
find a girl's
it.
Ass.
What was it rated anyway?
PG-13.
How can Frank Miller be rated PG-13?
Because it was a crappy
movie
with a butt in it, basically.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That's a good
Idiocracy, my favorite scene.
It was probably a butt double.
No.
I don't think
so.
I bet you it was.
Dude,
smoking hot.
Okay, here's the thing. Anytime you see any nudity, you instantly need to look up for a face, because if you don't see the actress's face or actor's face, everyone swears that the butt in Wanted is Angelina Jolie's. The one shot you see her butt in, her head is turned, and then it cuts to above the butt for her head to turn.
This is the one that was making out with her brother for Christ's
sake. She won't do it.
She wasn't with her butt.
It's more of a status thing. Eva Mendes has already told her. Oh,
because I don't have to show my butt anymore. Fuck you.
Absolutely. I mean, you'd be surprised as to how childish.
No, I really wouldn't.
I don't think you would be surprised.
I think you would be, actually.
I don't think anyone would be surprised about it.
No, I think you would be. I think if you knew the exact details, I think you would.
I read details.
I used to have Jane read to me.
Read to you?
Read to
you. Are you illiterate?
I might be.
I think that's... Isn't Jane's the one that has all the pictures in it for women, right? Because you can't... Because they can't read, right?
People write things in Braille, and I shove them up my ass.
Ian is not defending women. I'm trying to give him, like, I'm throwing you bones.
Oh, you are?
I'm trying to give you a big fat bone.
Ian, don't go back. Don't go back on your
word. What is this girl's name? I'm going to send her the link to this podcast.
Disclaimer before his KKK video?
Sure, it can be in whatever vein you want to do it in.
Ouch.